Hey, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Today's episode is going to change how you pay your bills, like forever. It's going to take away the stress. It's going to take away the guesswork. It's going to give you back your time. But more importantly, it's going to make sure that all your bills are paid and paid on time. This system will help ease up the mental stress caused by your finances by making it simple and less hands-on. The only time you have to really get back into the system is when you add or subtract a payment. Otherwise, it stays the same every single paycheck. So go grab that load of laundry and a nice warm of tea or maybe coffee or maybe hot chocolate. And let's get you on your way to your budgeting system on autopilot. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. So you think budgeting is time-consuming? You think it's difficult and obviously boring, right? You're a stay-at-home mom who doesn't have the time to sit down and recreate the budget every single month. It's not something that you enjoy, and you find that you have to drag yourself over to the computer or maybe to your desk because you do it by hand to complete your monthly budget and tracking and paying your bills. Trust me when I tell you that your budget does not have to look like this. After working with me, you will find that you can complete your budgeting routine in 30 minutes or less after the initial setup of your system, of course. But with this hands-off budget that I teach you, you will go from recreating the monthly budget to a budget that needs minimal intervention, has boundaries set in place to help keep you on budget, and it saves you time and brain space so that you can get back to focusing on your family. Shed the stress of trying to figure this money thing out all on your own. Together, we can transform your financial future from something that you dread into something that is simple, takes less time, and allows you to stick to your budget without breaking a sweat. Just think of all the things that you could be doing with your money if you were able to stick to your budget. And think of all the things that you could be doing with your family because you aren't having to budget for hours on end. So head on over to calendly.com/MollyBennell and book your financial strategy session now. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. Alrighty, so way back when I was learning how to manage my finances with my father, I used to be 100% against automatic payments. And that's because my dad would always say that they could easily raise your prices without us knowing. So I would do everything the old-fashioned way. I would write a check every single month for every single payment that I had. And this way I had the paper trail knowing that things were paid. That was until I finally realized that I was living in the world of technology, where my father, born in 1955, was barely introduced to the tech world. And when he started doing the automatic payments, they didn't have the ability to get on your phone and look at your accounts or really even get online. So everything was new. Everything was just trying to be figured out. They had no idea what was truly going to happen, right? Because it was new. They were like the guinea pigs. So obviously, that's why my father was so, worried about whether or not he should do the automatic payments. And then when he did do them, he didn't like them because it wasn't easy. It was, they didn't actually figure out if the payments went up, whether Because sometimes bills weren't sent out if it was electronic, and getting on that email wasn't very easy because it was new. It wasn't a habit that was instilled in them that they could easily just open their email and check to see what was going on. It was a new habit that they had to get used to. And because it was all new and not easily seen, especially if they didn't check that email constantly, then the only time they knew if a payment went up was when they got their monthly statement in the mail, which wasn't until later on that month or the next month. So yeah, I can see why my father was so lenient, or not lenient, against not wanting to do the automatic payments. But now it's a totally different story. We have the ability to check our accounts whenever we want. It's at our fingertips. It's on an app on our phones. We have the ability to see what our new payments are if you have it electronically through your email, because you're used to checking your email constantly because of everything that goes on these days in our lives through technology. And so because of that, that's why I have adopted this system for paying my bills that is so much easier. It's so much, you know, it's less of a brain struggle. That's not the right word, but you get what I'm saying, right? And it just really allows you to be able to not have to focus on your bills like they used to have to way back when, like I did at the beginning of my budgeting journey. And I am so glad that I don't have to sit down and write that check every single month. I'm so glad that I have the ability to track this. And yes, sometimes I would like a paper trail, but in all reality, you still have that paper trail. It's just on your statements, and you have the ability to get your statements whenever. There are some things that you do need to keep for a paper trail, but this, having your bills, it's not one of them. So you don't really need that to make sure that something went through. You just need to get on and make sure that the payment went through, right? Okay, so I want to talk a little bit before I get into what the actual system is. I want to talk about like the benefits of it. So when you create an automatic budgeting system, it gives you security. It creates a safety net, and you know that you will be able to pay your bills every single month. This allows you to not have to stress over whether you have enough money in your account because you didn't save enough up for it. That's not really the right way of saying it, but essentially what I'm trying to say is you will be putting away a certain amount every single paycheck, the same amount every single paycheck, into another account, and you won't be touching that money. You won't be seeing that money. So being or having that desire to spend it isn't there because you're not looking at that account. That's not the money that you pull out of in order to get your groceries, to get your gas, that kind of stuff. You're not stressing over whether or not you're going to spend that money because it's not there for you to spend. It's in a safe account that you don't touch. I would like to say maybe you don't even have a debit card attached to it, but sometimes there are payments that you can't make through an ACH, which is where you type in your account numbers and your routing number, and you actually have to have your physical card number for those types of situations. So unfortunately, we can't 100% get rid of that card, but you aren't going to have it on you. You're not going to take it with you places, so it's not going to be easy for you to have access to those funds. So it's going to ease that stress. You're not going to have to stress over whether or not you're able to pay your bills. And because you're doing it this way, where the money that goes into that account is the same dollar amount every single paycheck, you're not having to worry about whether or not you can pay for your groceries or pay for your gas. And it's so nice. Once I figured the system out, like, my stress levels went down majorly. I wasn't trying to do things paycheck to paycheck. And that's where, when you're living on one income, it can get really sketchy and really stressful because you don't have a backup income to really take care of those disposable needs like the groceries and the gas, which, I mean, isn't disposable because they're necessities and they're needed. But when it comes to bills and eating out, most of the time we pick the bills so that we have all that kind of stuff paid for. In some situations, we do need to lower our bill amount, but that is a different episode. We'll get into that in a future episode. So I really want to specify and make sure that you realize that by creating this system, you really get that security and the weight lifted off your chest, off your shoulders, because you're not having to stress about whether your bills are going to be paid and paid on time. Okay. So the second thing that's really good about the system is that you can set up automatic payments, which this is kind of what I was getting into earlier with that story, is that setting up automatic payments, you don't have to worry about whether or you don't have to worry about if you're going to miss a payment, right? Now, there are some that you aren't able to set automatic payments up for, but even if they don't have the option on your or on their system, you still have the option, which is called bill pay, on your app that you can send out automatic, whether it's a check, whether it's a automatic ACH, which again is just sending it through their card. Sorry, I'm talking in bank terms. But whether it's an ACH, which is using your card or putting your routing number and bank account in there. Those are the ways that they can do it. They can send it out for you and you don't have to remember to sit down and make those payments. There sometimes, though, are still those random ones, like one that I have that is I call the bank and I transfer funds into the business's account because it's somebody that I know. And what it is essentially I get a quarter of a beef every single year from a really close family of mine, family friends, which I pretty much call them my grandparents as well. So I don't really have the ability to set up that automatic payment through bill pay because I don't really want to ask for their account information. So I just put it on my list of things to do when I do my budget and my bills, and I make sure that I call the bank and have them transfer funds for me because it's really simple, easy, and still less hands-on because I don't have to physically do it. I just have to remember to call, right? But there are still ways of doing it quicker, easier, and not having to have the hands-on thing. So then you're not actually getting into that account and wanting to spend that money. It takes the stress off. You know those bills are getting paid because it's happening automatically. And I know, like, my dad was stressing over whether or not, you know, the amounts go up or not, because they can do that without telling you. But most of the time, in my experience, I have been notified. And if I haven't been notified, I can easily call the, I about said the accounts, call the businesses and see what's going on if it's not, like, sharing the information in the bill. Like, the first thing I'll do is I'll go look at the bill to find out why the amount went up. And if the bill doesn't tell me anything, I'll call the actual company and figure out what's going on there. And most of the time, it's something that their prices are just rising or, you know, inflation. There's been a lot of that here lately. So it's nothing that I can really do, but sometimes you can call like your insurance and get more discounts and stuff like that. So definitely don't just sweep it under the rug and think it's a normal thing. Definitely call and see what's going on and make sure that it is something that you need to pay, or maybe it's something you can get rid of. So then the third reason that I really enjoy this system is that it's easy. It's easy work. All you have to do, the literal hands-on things that you have to do for this system, is open your account and make sure that everything went through. That's all you have to do. You just have to make sure that your bills went through and hit your account so that you're not late on something. And if they didn't, then you have to figure out why they didn't have to happen. Now, 9 times out of 10, this is just something at the initial setup that you really have to focus on and make sure that it worked, because then later on it just continues to do the same thing. But if you get rid of a payment, you need to make sure that it stops hitting your account. You need to make sure that you put that stop pay on there to make sure that it's no longer being pulled out of your account. And then if it does, you call the company and you figure that out as to why it's not working. So it's really not that difficult of a system. It is so hands-off. It is so nice. You don't have to stress about whether the money is there. You don't have to stress about whether you remember to make a payment or not. It just takes the stress out of paying your bills, right? It makes it so much easier. Now, there may be stress in the relation to the fact that you have too many bills that you have to pay and it takes up all of your money. But again, that's another story for another time. But I really just, I know that this workflow, that the system is going to really benefit you. It's going to help you, you know, really get through the month without having to stress about one piece of your money management system because it's on autopilot. So what do you do? How do you set this up? It's pretty simple and straightforward. You essentially open a bills account. Now, whether you already have plenty of accounts open and you can just allocate one to be your bills account, or whether you have to actually physically open a new account, is totally a different story. I mean, it's whatever your situation is, but you just create a bills account and then you set up your automatic transfers, you set up your automatic payments, and at the end of the month, you open your account and make sure that everything went through, and that's it. That is as simple and straightforward as it is. It's nothing like crazy. Now, when it comes to like those bills that come up, like maybe you went to the doctor and it's not a normal bill, then at the end of the your money management system, there we go, your budgeting system, you will just transfer whatever that amount is out of what I say is your leftovers, which is like the amount that can be your fun money, the amounts that can you can put towards your goals and that kind of stuff. It's that kind of money at the end after all your necessities are paid. Then you can take that money, however much that bill was, and put it into your bills account. And that's all it is. It's simple. It's straightforward. Maybe you have a health savings account. I mean, it's my own personal health savings account. It's not an actual like HSA kind of thing. But you have that, so then you don't have to stress about whether or not you have the money for your bills, for like the medical bills anyways, and you can just transfer straight from there into your bills account. You know, whatever your system is, it's totally up to you, but it's not super crazy. And by putting this system in place, by implementing it, it takes things off of your plate and just lets it do it automatically. It takes less brain power, less thought, less decision fatigue, and it just makes your systems and your bill paying so much easier. So I hope that you go and you set this up. If you would like more hands-on help with this, definitely go and grab a financial strategy session with me and we can talk about setting this up for you. We can start implementing it. We can get more in detail on how to physically get this system in place for you so that you can really implement it, get it going, and have that stress just shed off of you. It's so nice. So you can grab that at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y. B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L. And get that financial strategy session booked so that you can get the system in place and just, like I said, shed that stress, not have to worry about whether or not your bills are getting paid and just have one less thing to worry about, one less thing to think about. And it's just so much easier. But if you don't want that extra help, I hope that this episode has really opened your eyes to a new system that allows you to shed that stress. Go implement it. I'm sure if you know how to do it, you can set it in place without me. But I really just hope that this episode has opened your eyes to a new way of doing this and realize that it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. Yes, you may be in a paycheck to paycheck method, but you can easily and quickly switch it from that system to one that is the same amount every single paycheck. I have done this system in a weekly, like when my husband got paid weekly, when he got paid biweekly, and with a monthly system. This works no matter how you are getting paid. So definitely take advantage of it, get it set up, and just shred that stress of the bills. Get rid of that bill thought and allow your brain to have space for other budgeting things that you really, that will help you move forward in your financial journey, no matter where you're at. All right, with that being said, I will see you guys next Tuesday on another episode of the One Income Family. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.